And back on Battle Hawks Live on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. I'm Howard Balzer. And, of course, Saturday, the Seattle Dragons come to town to play the St. Louis Battle Hawks in the second home game for the Battle Hawks. The Battle Hawks 2-1 on the season. The Dragons are 1-2. And it is a great pleasure to speak with one of the Dragons' wide receivers. He scored the first touchdown in XFL history, has added a couple more along the way. He now has 3 touchdown receptions and ranks 5th in the XFL through 3 weeks with 168 receiving yards. And this is a name that people in St. Louis, the last name people are going to recognize, and that is Austin Prohl, the son, of course, of former Rams receiver, played 17 seasons in the NFL for the Rams and other teams. That, of course, is Ricky Prohl. And Austin joins us now on 590 The Fan. How you doing? Thanks for being with us, man.
Yes, sir. I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We're waiting for the Dragons to come in. And I don't know if – I know you guys played last Saturday, and I don't know if you had a chance to watch or take in a little bit of the Battle Hawks game on Sunday and just see – and I know you guys have had tremendous fan reaction in Seattle, but whether you saw, were able to see some of the reaction here in St. Louis and how raucous that crowd was. Did you get a chance to see any of that on Sunday?
Yeah, I did, but to be honest with you, I expected that out of St. Louis. You know, being there for 5 years with my dad, you know, I know how much those fans there love sports in general, and I know how much they love their football. And I know how disappointed they were when the Rams left, so the Battle Hawks give them a chance to kind of reunite and come into that dome, you know, where it was so electric for such a long time. So I know they're excited about a team that is, you know, definitely looks good.
No doubt about it. And, of course, Seattle and St. Louis leading the league in attendance. Right now, the Dragons have had 2 games with over 20,000. The Battle Hawks with just the 1. We'll see what that crowd is like on Saturday. But, you know, Austin, you mentioned those days. You know, last week, the Battle Hawks had Rams wide receiver Torrey Holt at the game, came on the field right at the start. He delivered the game ball to the official, and the Battle Hawks quarterback threw him a short little pass, and the crowd was loving it. And I'm hearing that your dad might be here this weekend. Do you know anything about that?
Who told you that?
I don't know. I just heard the rumor that it might happen. I did communicate with the Battle Hawks and said it would be great to have your dad come in and not only deliver that ball, but also recreate the great play from the 1999 NFC Championship game, the touchdown that propelled the Rams to the Super Bowl. So I told the Battle Hawks it would be cool to do that, but you know what? You might want to ask him right now, because joining us with Austin is his father, Ricky Prohl, joins us on 590 The Fan. Say hello to your son, Ricky.
What's up, Art? How you doing?
What's up? What are you doing?
Crashing your call.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Howard called me and said it'd be cool to kind of surprise you, be on the line, and it's kind of neat to hear you talking.
Yeah, that was a hell of a surprise. That was
Howard,
I think, awesome. Good job, Howard.
Man, I think, Howard, I think it's cool. I think Austin said it perfect. You know, he was young. He was, I think, 4 through 8 or 9 when we were in St. Louis. But he has fond memories of the St. Louis fans and how supportive they were. And we're all excited for St. Louis and them having football back.
And so, Austin, and Ricky knows this. I'm kind of a nut when it comes to little details of things. So before doing the interview, I wanted to look up exactly your age, when you were born and all that, to see how old you were when that 99 season came around, and saw what your birthday is. And then I said, that sounds familiar to me. And so I look it up, and Ricky, I don't know if you recall, I remember this, but probably the signature game for the Rams early in that season was a game against the 49ers when the Rams had lost to the 49ers 17 consecutive times. Isaac Bruce just went totally off with 3 touchdowns in the first quarter, and the Rams won the game 42-20. That game was on October 10th. The next day was, Austin, that was your birthday. So you guys remember at all how you celebrated the birthday after that big game?
Oh, man.
I don't remember.
I probably was on – If I could guess, I was probably riding with Dad to work, going to clean some helmets and hang out with some of the guys, just trying to act cool and act like I was a big kid.
Well, he was 4 years old, Ricky, so I don't know if all that was going on yet. He was 4 years old then, but I don't know if you have any recollections.
I could tell you a funny story, Howard. A lot of St. Louis fans don't know, and Austin knows exactly where I'm going with this. Well, come Christmas time, in 2 months from then, he was in the locker room Saturday morning cleaning helmets while we were in meetings, and Toy Story was a huge movie back then, and still is now, obviously, but he was cleaning helmets, and the equipment manager, Todd Hewitt, and Jimmy Lake asked him, he said, hey, Austin, what are you asking for Christmas? What do you want Santa to get you for Christmas? And he said, I want a Buzz and a Woody. And Jimmy said, and Todd said, don't we all, son, don't we all. And then long behold, he goes to the Rams, and Jimmy Lake's the equipment guy, and says, hey, did you get that Buzz and Woody yet? But it's, true story. You know, it was great time. We got a lot of great memories in St. Louis, and I think, you know, we've talked the last couple of days and last week, and I think we're both excited about having an opportunity to come back to St. Louis.
Go ahead, Austin, if you have someone to add to that.
I think it's, yeah, that definitely happened. That's a true story. But like you said, I'm excited to get back to St. Louis. You know, I spent the best 5 years of my life, made great friends there, great memories, just being around the talent that they had, the group of guys that they had. To be honest with you, at a young age, you know, just be able to watch them, be able to kind of soak in, you know, everything they did. You know, I learned a lot even though I was young, you know, because even at that age, I knew I wanted to play ball and be around it, and just be able to be around that team and that caliber of team was definitely special.
And then it kind of repeated somewhat, although not on as great a level, but of course you end up, you go to North Carolina, play your college ball there, end up being drafted in the seventh round by the Bills, Buffalo Bills in 2018, and end up then released at the end of training camp, then going to the Rams later that year on the practice squad. So while you're on the practice squad, but you're still around it as the Rams go back to the Super Bowl and play the Patriots. What was that experience like, even though just being on the practice squad, but being a part of that team for a good part of the regular season and then for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was awesome. You know, we had a great group of guys, you know, who went to work every day, and, you know, their ultimate goal was to get to our result. Obviously, we didn't finish it like we wanted to, but, you know, it was awesome to learn and, you know, soak everything in and really just kind of the ins and outs of everything that went on that year. You know, it was cool. You know, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed being in L.A. with the guys and, you know, now just continuing my journey here and, you know, looking forward to what's to come and God's plan for me.
And Ricky, tell our listeners, because I know that first week when Austin had, I'm fairly sure it was two touchdowns in that first game and the first touchdown scored in the league. And, of course, they were referring to the first one was a very similar pattern that apparently they put in there that the Rams ran and you ran and now Austin ran. That had to be a cool moment. But give a little background on that and that route. And then, Austin, you can jump in and how it all became a part of the Dragons offense.
It was, well, for me, it was, you know, you're blessed to play as long as I did. And when you get into a position where coaches understand your talent and what your strengths are. And you know, I think, you know, when I look at our Rams team and Coach Martz did an amazing job of just planning his game plan. He'd have a plan for all of us in certain situations. For me, obviously, it was third down, and some it was in red zone. But he had packages for all of us, and he utilized what we did well, and he put us in a position to be successful. And the jerk route and the juke route was something that took patience, and I really homed in on trying to perfect that route. And it's really a three-way go, and I worked on it as much as I could to perfect it to where it was successful, especially in the red zone. And I scored several times on that play. And it's great because Alston has a lot of similar attributes that I did, his quickness, his knowledge of the game, and understanding the game and how to set guys up. And we worked on that particular routes over the years as we trained and as I trained him in the art of route running. And that was one of the things that we worked on, is being patient, setting guys up. And he ran it to perfection, and it showed. And, you know, they executed it, and it was awesome to watch. It really was. And for me, it was just something I'll never forget.
And so, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he said it all. You know, we've worked on it for a long time. You know, it was a great scenario. We got the look that we wanted, that we had practiced it against, and, you know, just tried to run it like me and Dad have always worked on it. You know, that's one of the biggest things, I think, is bringing stuff from practice to a game setting, you know, trying to be patient. And that's ultimately what we work on with him and, you know, me and my brother. So just, you know, just bringing it from that practice setting to a game setting, you know, staying in that mindset of being patient, even though, you know, you kind of get the first reaction to rush something. And, you know, I just stuck with the plan and I executed it. So it was cool for me too, just to all the hard work that he's put in with me and the time he's put in with me to see that pay off and go out there and score on that catch.
So with the background of it, of course, with some pretty good offensive coaches there with a lot of history and a lot of leagues and the NFL with Jim Zorn as the head coach, Mike Riley, the offensive coordinator. Was it one day you just kind of that was it already in the offense, or did you just one day suggest and say, hey, you know, I know this route here. This might be something that we can work on a little bit. How did that develop in terms of putting it into your guys' game plan there with the Jaguars and part of the playbook?
Yeah, I think actually my receiver coach Kirksey, you know, put it in. I know he used to run it with Jerry and T.O. in San Francisco. You know, so he put it in, and he came up and told me he was going to put it in, and he told me he wanted me to run it. And I think just like any receiver, you know, I take pride in my route running, and, you know, anytime a coach, you know, wants you to run a route, you know, you take pride in it. So, you know, I run to run it well and run it to the best of my abilities, and, you know, I got my time to shine.
Now, how are you enjoying the XFL and this experience? And it's kind of unique. I mean, it was similar what the Alliance was last year with teams being put together, and a lot of times guys don't know many of the other guys, and you're coming together as a team. But so far, the reception to this has been tremendous, and attendance around the league and TV ratings and all that, and the quality of football is pretty darn good. How have you enjoyed this experience so far in the first 3 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, it's pretty cool, you know, just that guys are getting an opportunity. You know, this is what we love to do, you know, is play ball. And, you know, each one of us want to play at the highest level. And right now, this is our opportunity to shine and go out there and give it everything we got and put stuff on film. You know, so like I said, I think it's cool. You know, guys are going out every week and competing no matter the circumstances, you know, giving it their best shot. And we're playing at a high level. I think you see that from all eight teams around the league, you know, and it's fast paced, you know, guys are making plays on both sides of the ball and on special teams. So it's been fun to be around a bunch of guys who are motivated, who have one goal in mind, and that's to win games. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it rolling.
And of course, Ricky, from your standpoint, it has to be neat, obviously, to be able to watch him play and all the games, certainly on national TV each week. So they're easy to find. Must be cool doing that. And now this weekend, hopefully, hey, get to see him in person here in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, anytime I get a chance to come back to St. Louis, I look forward to it. It's just the people just have always treated me with open arms, and I'm looking forward to getting on the hill and eating at Giantoni's. It's one of my favorite spots, and wherever I've been, that's the best spot I've ever, you know, I loved it. It was kind of tradition when we were in St. Louis, we would eat there the night before the game or the night after the game. For example, at the NFC Championship, that's where we ate after we won. And so a lot of great memories there. And it just, St. Louis has always been a special place for me and my family. And we have so many great memories there. And this will be this would be special for to be able to watch my son play in that dome where I played at one time. It will be a special moment.
Well, we appreciate you both coming on, Austin. Thanks for the time. And it's funny. Last week I had a talk with CJ Ayu, who was here with the Rams back in the day. He's the defensive line coach of the Guardians. And then I saw him Sunday morning before the game, and he said, man, it was kind of sentimental coming back here. And he was only here for 2 or 3 years. But he tried to warn his team about what it was going to be like in that dome. You guys maybe don't have to warn as much because that Seattle crowd can be pretty crazy, but it's a little different when they're cheering for you than against you. So it's should be a fun day, though, Saturday afternoon. Again, thanks for being with us. Good luck on Saturday. Ricky, hope we get a chance to cross paths. And it was great chatting with you both, and glad we were able to put this together.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks a lot, Howard. We appreciate it.
All right, take care, guys. That's Austin, right. Ricky, and Austin Prohl. Austin coming to play for the Seattle Dragons against the Battlehawks on Saturday. And, of course, Ricky Prohl, he caught that great pass against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. His only touchdown of the season. Only touchdown of the season up until that point. And it was a big one as the Rams went on to the Super Bowl, and they're both be in town this Saturday for week 4 of the XFL season. So we'll have a lot more on Battlehawks Live. Stay with us. This is 590 The Fan at 590thefan.com.